Good afternoon. This is KTOO, and I'm Clarice Larson. Thank you so much for tuning in. The University of Alaska system will have a new president this summer. The Board of Regents appointed Fairbanks attorney Matt Cooper to the role this morning. He formerly served as general counsel for the university. Cooper will succeed President Pat Pitney, who will retire later this month. Pitney said during Friday's emergency regents meeting that she's pleased with the selection and called Cooper a genuine leader.
It makes my stepping down, although always difficult and bittersweet, but makes my stepping down so much easier knowing Matt's going to take on the mantle for the University of Alaska.
Cooper has been an attorney for a private law firm since 2024. Before that, he worked for the university's general counsel office for 13 years. He spent the last 4 years of his tenure with the university as the top legal officer. Cooper was also a member of the Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly from 2015 to 2022 and chaired the Assembly's Ethics Board for 2 years after that, according to his resume. The Board of Regents went through a closed process to find a new president after Pitney announced her retirement last November. According to a university press release, a hiring committee vetted more than 50 applicants and recommended 3 finalists. Students, faculty, staff, and leadership representatives from each campus confidentially met with each finalist and gave feedback to the board. University of Alaska Fairbanks faculty formally opposed the non-transparent process in a resolution in March. Jonathan Taylor, the university's director of public affairs, said in an interview that the process balanced getting stakeholder input with protecting the confidentiality of candidates.
We've seen in higher education generally, there's a tendency for people who are currently in positions at other universities, whether that be other university presidents or chancellors or deans, to not want to participate if there's going to be a public finalist evaluation process.
He says a public process can create risks for candidates that are not selected and impact their careers in the long term. Regent Karen Perdue says the confidential feedback from university community members helped inform the board's decision.
One of the things that I felt was so important with the comments about Matt was pretty much a broad agreement that he's a very good listener. He's a very collaborative individual. That has been his history at the university.
Cooper's starting compensation package will be close to $430,000, which is about $2,000 greater than Pitney's package for this year. Pitney's last day is May 21st. Cooper's expected first day is August 3rd. Vice President of University Relations Michelle Rizik will serve as the interim president in between. And it's that time of year again in Juneau when we're all told to be bear aware. Bear encounters can happen when we're hiking, camping, or even just walking through town. KTOO's Mike Lane recently sat down with Carl Koch, an area management biologist with Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation, to learn what attracts the bears and how we can limit encounters.
We're beginning to hear a lot about bears waking up. What's happening right now biologically as they come out of hibernation?
Yeah, so they've been in the den for anywhere from 5 to 7 months. And before they went in the den, they spent a lot of time packing on as much weight as they could because they'll lose 25% to up to a third of their body weight while they're in the den. So now they're starting to come out of the den. We've had a few calls about bears out and about. Typically, males will come out first and subadults, and then sows with cubs will come later because those cubs are tiny. They're going to be maybe 10 pounds when they come out of the den. It's hard to traverse snow and things like that, so they tend to come out a little bit later, maybe into May. Of course, there's exceptions to all the rules. And so what's happening is they've lost all that weight and they want food. And that's their main driver right now, is to put on weight. But of course, we've had this big winter and not a lot of stuff is greening up yet. So natural foods are going to be scarce for a little while unless they can find deer carcass, things like that.
Is there a particular food that they're after?
Yeah, that's a great question. Well, if stuff greens up, they'll go for sedges and grasses. They'll eat seeds. They'll look for carcasses and things like that. But there's a lot of human food around, and if it's not secured, they'll happily go to that because it's easy calories.
Can you tell us what the proper method would be for storage of recyclables and trash and compost?
Yeah, so for trash, it's required to be secured by city ordinance and also even state law. So you need a bear-resistant container if it's outside, or you know certainly you need to follow the city ordinance, which you can't put it out till 4 a.m. on pickup day. And the shorter it's out at the curb and vulnerable, the better. And then it's time to take down those bird feeders. You know, lots of people love to see birds. The birds, you know, are going to start to have plenty of food, natural foods, pretty soon. And bears, you know, can get a lot of calories from bird feeders. Another thing that folks will want to be aware of if they aren't already doing it is that, you know, if they have chickens and livestock, they want to secure them with an electric fence. If they turned it off during the winter to save money, it's time to turn it back on.
Okay.
If they don't have one, Fish and Game actually has loaners, and we'll be happy to educate them on what the proper setup would be. And we lend out these electric fences to buy them time so they can then order one of their own.
Can you tell us about bear populations in our area? Are they going up, down?
Yeah, we don't have population estimates for black bears. But one thing that is kind of interesting that we see is when natural foods are scarce, so if we get a year with poor berry crop, or for example, 2020 had bad berries and bad salmon, so it was one of the highest call volumes. We had almost 1,000 calls between us and JPD. But that didn't mean there were a sudden increase in the bear population. It's just that there's not enough to eat out in nature, so they come toward the unsecure human stuff.
Is there any one thing that you really want people to remember as bear season begins?
Just reminding folks to secure the attractants. You know, bears are going to follow their nose. If they get a good reward, they'll come back and look for more. And so if you can prevent them from getting the reward in the first place, that's great. If there's a slip up and they do get the bird feeder or something, then that's your reminder to take it down. If it's chickens, you know, you want to get an electric fence as soon as possible or secure the garbage.
That was Carl Koch, area management biologist with Fish and Game's Wildlife Conservation, speaking with KTO's Mike Lane about mitigating bear encounters. Tune in next week to hear more from Koch about bear safety. And decisions about schools are almost always made by administrators, school board members, and lawmakers. But students also play a role. Twice a year, student leaders from across the state gather at the Alaska Association of Student Government Conference to decide on goals to improve their schools. KTO's Jamie Deep was at the recent spring conference and has this story.
Adding to Article 5, Subsection B, Number 13, Powers and Duties of Wildlife Chair.
This may sound like a typical meeting of a school board or city assembly, but the ones making decisions aren't government officials. They're students, delegates with the Alaska Association of Student Government, or ASAG, representing schools from Metlakatla to Ukiavik. They're gathered in the auditorium of Juno Douglas High School Yadaat Kathle and discussing proposed procedural changes to the AASG Constitution. President Francis Myers, a senior at Sitka High School, guides the more than 200 students through the process.
First, have a two-minute discussion with your school, and then we will open the floor for debate. So that's something that we're going to be doing, two-minute discussion.
Students talk amongst themselves before voting. Representatives lift up handmade placards with school names to cast their votes. The changes go through. During the rest of the three-day conference, students toured Juno and conferred with peers across the state to pass resolutions supporting school issues like offering advanced classes. Bella Reyes-Boyer is the student body president at Juno's high school and helped to organize the conference. She says it was a privilege to host this year.
It was a lot of hard work put into this conference, and I'm definitely going to take away some more public speaking skills, I think, from this. And I am so honored to be able to hear the opinions of everyone from around the state.
Many of the student delegates came from Anchorage, including ninth grader David Pack of Polaris K-12 school. He says he came to the conference with a goal in mind.
Last conference, I was kind of shy, and so this year, this conference, I'm going to go all out. I'm going to speak with confidence, and I'm just going to have fun.
For students from smaller communities like senior Darlene LaRosa, who attends the ANSEP Acceleration Academy program in Bethel, the conference lets them see that students from across the state have similar goals and beliefs. She says she hopes to share that with her peers.
Something I really wanted to bring back is to bring back the experience and like encourage more student leaders from our community. Like, we want more people to come to ASAG to participate in this activity.
The organization will hold a conference again this fall. A date and location have not been selected yet. In Juneau, I'm Jamie Deep.
And a quick look at weather today here in Juneau. It is 52 degrees and mostly cloudy, but it's a beautiful day in Juneau. Tonight, a 50% chance of showers, and tomorrow, showers with a high near 48. This is KTOO.